Jerry Bader Show, 1047. If you want to get in on this, get in right now, or I'm going to move on to one other thing before the end of the show. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Courts are increasingly allowing pain and suffering compensation for wrongful death cases when a pet dies. I think it's an amazing story in Colorado. Posh Maids went out of business because one of their employees accidentally let a dog out and it got hit by a car. I suppose you could say that's negligent. The dog costs $300. I'd be okay with paying the owner, ordering the court to pay $300. Instead, a small business that couldn't absorb the margin of a $100,000 mental suffering ruling is just, to me, ridiculous. And here's my point. I'm not saying that you don't suffer an emotional loss when you lose a pet. I'm not saying that. I'm saying when we put a price on that pet, that emotional loss, the way we do with human companionship loss, we are lowering humans or elevating animals, whichever way you want to look at it. And I think that's a very, very dangerous road to go. I know there are people, because I've received emails, I know there are people, when I've taken this up in the past, I've received email, conservative listeners in this audience who disagree with me on that. But I'm not hearing any, so if we don't hear any, in about the next 30 seconds or so, we're going to move on. Or if someone agrees, that's fine. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And I do understand that a dog and a cat and a bird and other things are different from a cow. A cow is an investment. A bull is an investment. A horse is an investment, although some people do get attachments to horses the way they do pets. Potbelly pigs can be pets. To Marie in Green Bay. Marie, go ahead.
Yes, Jerry, isn't there anything between your $300 and the $100,000? You know, if your animal gets killed, say something would happen to your dog, you've got the spay or the neuter for the new animal. You've got the shots. So there should be something over and above the price of the animal. But the $100,000 is totally ridiculous.
Well, it's not even so much the amount, but it's what you're paying for. And in terms of what you're arguing, yes, I would agree. Those are real costs related to maintenance of the property. And I know there are people who will bristle at the notice of calling a dog property, but that's what it is.
Well, yes, we love our animals too, but people first.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, my God. And I know people get tired of relating this to the abortion issue, but I think it is appropriate. We're willing to offer pain and suffering. How many of these people, I ask this, how many people who are suing for pain and suffering for the loss of an animal would abort a baby? Some would. I don't know how many. You know some would. I think it's obscene. Mark in Plover. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, the one exception that comes to mind doesn't have so much to do with pain and suffering, I would call it, but in the case of a highly trained dog where a lot of time and possibly expense has been put into the training of like a hunting dog, a field champion, that's a scenario where how do you compensate for that time that trainer spent, in some case thousands of hours?
Yeah, I'm still okay with all that. I would throw in service dogs. You know, I'm still okay with that because that is real intrinsic loss, Mark. It is measurable value of that property. Michael in Wausau. Michael, go ahead.
Hello, Jerry. Love your show.
Thank you.
I have a $8,000 Savannah cat, and I'm a full believer that even though that cat is worth that money or I paid that much, if somebody were to kill it or hurt it in an accident, it's a lot of money, but it is still an animal. It is not a child or a person. Even though it would upset me both emotionally and monetarily, it's an animal. Bible tells us, we as humans are made to dominate and take over the animals to use them to help better us. They're not our equals. That's my belief. What do you think?
Well, I'm actually, you know what? I agree with you, but Jason has a question for you. If you feel that way about it, what compelled you to spend that much on an animal?
My daughter.
Okay.
I love my daughter, and she wanted one, and we are blessed to be able to spend that money on said animal, so we did.
$8,000, you said, right?
Yes.
They get
more expensive, though.
What kind of cat is it?
It's a Savannah. It's a mix between a serval, which is an African wildcat, and a domesticated feline.
Wow, $8,000 for something I didn't even know existed. I think, look, it's his. No, as he said, they're blessed to spend the money. But Jason's thought is, thanks a lot for the call, Michael. Jason's thought is, well, but if you're going to make the kind of investment, here's the one thing I would say. Not all accidents are negligent. I mean, I don't know what happened when the cleaning lady let the dog out, or the dog escaped, I should say. But it wasn't necessarily negligent. You're a house cleaner. You're not a dog sitter. The dog's a runner. Should that be on? It put a company out of business. Jeff in Green Bay. Jeff, go ahead.
Good morning. I guess, you know, I kind of disagree with you.
Okay.
My animals aren't, you know, like a specialty animal, but I still have invested a fair amount of time and energy into, you know, agility training and obedience training in them, and I would think that they're more than that.
Well, just the cost of replacing them. And you know what? Several listeners, Jeff, have convinced me on that. I'm okay with that. You know, the money that you put in, that goes to the value of the property. The issue that I'm having, and I don't know that we're going to disagree here, the issue that I'm having is these huge settlements for emotional loss. I think that's a dangerous road to go down.
Why? My question is why doesn't somebody get some form of emotional loss?
Because I think, this is my belief, you are elevating an animal. You are either elevating an animal to the level of a human loss, or you're lowering the loss of a human.
And that's based upon the fact that they're not, I guess, as smart as we are, or as intelligent. I'm just asking because I have a reason.
Well, certainly that's part of it, but that they're not human beings.
So if I lose a person, fault of my own, who's in a coma permanently and has no emotion anymore, there's no loss for that?
Well, of course there is, because it's a human. That's exactly what I said. I didn't say that was entirely the reason you did.
But if they're in a permanent coma,
they're still a human.
And such, they're not really much of a human anymore.
Well, okay. Okay, but then you would sue for the fact that they're not much of a human anymore.
If I have a relative and he's in that state and the nurse accidentally kills him, I should be able to sue
for emotional loss. He's in a persistent vegetative state?
Yeah.
Well, that actually is an interesting question. But my guess is if you were going to be able to sue, it would be for if someone caused that persistent vegetative state. It's a little bit of a stretch. You do make an interesting argument, but no, I mean, they are still a human being. Now, I quite honestly, in terms of the courts, I don't think you would have much of a case there. Because how much companionship did you actually have with a person? But see, those are the arbitrary things that you get into that I don't think we should ever explore with an animal. That's my point. That is my point precisely. You shouldn't start exploring those issues. Speaking of exploring issues, I teased one that is going to be the focus of the after show video because I do not have time to do it justice right now. Although I have 2 minutes and I can only give it 3 minutes. We can go longer than 3 minutes. Nobody says we're confined to 3 minutes on the after show video. I may go longer than 3 minutes today. Bret Stephens' writing in the Wall Street Journal makes the case that candidate Rand Paul for president would be an unmitigated disaster. Yes, why didn't the owners kennel the dog before the cleaners came over? That's where I think the negligence is. Great point. Anyway, Stephens thinks to nominate Rand Paul for the Republican nomination for president would see him lose in a landslide. probably, Stevens assumes it's Hillary Clinton. I find it a very interesting debate, and we'll take that up in the after show video. And unlike recent days, we'll get to the after show video right after the show. So it will, in fact, be an after show video. By the way, working on an interview that listeners have been asking me to do for a long time. A conservative voice in Wisconsin that's a staple for obvious reasons on Milwaukee Talk Radio, but has never been on this show. That would be Sheriff David Clark. Finally reached out to him and because he's taking on Tom Barrett on gun control. It's not anything I can get into right now, but it's very, very interesting, and I do want to get him on the show. I think that's going to happen yet this week. We have the governor on Thursday at 10:06. Again, the after show video, would Rand Paul for president be a disaster for Republicans? 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Facebook fan page. Go to JerryBaderShow.com.